Why is it that certain people need to control others? Why is it that some prosecutors, politicians, and religious leaders want to regulate our loins and our libido? What are they afraid of? There is a widespread belief among many conservatives, one that is seldom openly acknowledged, that if our sexual behavior can be controlled, our whole lives can be brought into submission. Sex is dangerous, according to these people. I think sex can be dangerous in a biological sense. AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases are certainly deadly, but that is not what they are talking about. Sex is dangerous to them in the broader political and social sense. Sex is part of their regime of repression. When pornography threatens or challenges the politics of repressed politicians and religious leaders, it is always condemned, prohibited, and legislated into non-existence. Silence is the goal of repression. Consequently, the mere fact that I have spoken out has offended those in power. Anyone who dares to make public the language and imagery of sex commits an act of rebellion and says, in effect, I am outside the reach of your power. Sex is subversive. It smacks of revolt and freedom. And people like Charles Keating and Simon Lees felt threatened by it. The repressed always prefer private perversion to public honesty. In the Middle Ages, a certain frankness about sex was common. By contemporary standards, sex was earthy, crude, and unvarnished. Bodies were bodies, sometimes perfumed and beautiful, often flatulent and gross, but above all, they were real. What is it about real bodies, bodies portrayed with openness and honesty, that causes people to hate, prosecute, and imprison others? The sexual aesthetics of common people, especially those from Appalachia, are more like those of the unrepressed masses of the Middle Ages than the sanitized, idealized women of American advertising and Playboy. I've recognized this difference from the beginning, and it has always landed me in trouble. How dare I portray the sexual aesthetics of the great unwashed? Sitting in my office today, my trial for obscenity in Cincinnati seems as though it were a lifetime away. But it is not. The issues are still with us. That trial was emblematic then, and continues to be emblematic, of the great class divide in America.